Defeat is never easy, but for followers of U.S. national soccer team, yesterday was an especially tough day. That's when teams from the United States and Brazil played each other in the final of a big tournament in South Africa. It was the Confederations Cup. The Confederations Cup is a sort of dry run for the Soccer World Cup, which is going to be played in South Africa next year. Now, few people are surprised that Brazil won. Nevertheless, it's a result that the world's William Troop is taking personally.
Lisa, I know you're not a soccer fan, but I need you to know how I feel today. It's a funny combination of dejected and proud, excited and hungover. Here's why. In yesterday's final, the U.S. team started off like a fireworks display on the 4th of July, scoring two quick goals against Brazil.
Donovan's got bags of pace, and Charlie Davis is in support. It's 2-on-2. If he can play it back to Donovan, Brazil are in real trouble. Landon Donovan, it's 2-0 to the USA in the Confederations Cup.
This was huge. The U.S. team was not supposed to be there at all. They dropped their first two games in this competition, including a loss to Brazil by 3-0. Then they turned it around with some skill and lots of luck. And now they were in the final against Brazil and winning. Then came the second half, and everything changed as the Brazilians rolled on, scoring one.
Towards Luis Fabiano, lovely turn. Oh, what a goal!
Two.
Across the goal, it's off the underside of the bar for Robinho!
And finally, just 6 minutes from the end, 3 goals.
To the far post, it's in! And Brazil surely have won it now!
Yeah, they won it all right. It was gut-wrenching. U.S. Captain Carlos Bocanegra described his feelings this way.
It's a little bit of an emotional roller coaster, you know.
I felt like I fell off the roller coaster, and I was just watching at home. I can't imagine what it was like for the players. Still, I feel like something's changed, though I'm still trying to figure out exactly what. U.S. player Landon Donovan thinks it's the team's attitude.
It's not good enough just to show up and get beat the way we did last week against Brazil, and so from that standpoint, we did an incredible job getting the first two goals.
Yeah, though everyone agrees holding on to the lead would have been better. Of course, the U.S. women's team has been to the finals of major international tournaments before, but the men, uh-uh. So you might say, they lost. Get over it. Well, I normally would. I've been known to be a fair-weather fan of the men's national soccer team, pleased when they do well, but otherwise not really expecting too much from them. So it goes in the one country on earth where soccer is not king, where nobody seems to expect much of their national team if they even know about it. But this time, it was different. This time, I actually believed they could win. That may mean I'm now more than just a fair-weather fan, and that's probably what U.S. soccer needs, fans who believe despite the odds.
Ever hopeful, the world's William Troop.